The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When it comes to your hair, it's definitely time to get back to your normal routine. Let Lady Jane's make you look and feel like a king. Check them out in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, just south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today, cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, what's my favorite day of the week? My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the agent?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in the hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
If you're like me, you know, you can pass off playing dumb sometimes. So this is good news. A new study found that playing dumb is actually one of the best ways to get out of a speeding ticket. Researchers asked people to name some excuses they've used and whether they worked or not. They found the best excuse is to claim you just didn't realize you were driving so fast.
That's the only time really that I got let go a couple times, but the one legitimate time where I said something and the guy was like, don't worry about it, was when I actually was just dumb and I didn't realize the speed changed. And he was like, yeah, I know.
And he let it slide.
Didn't. And he was like, go ahead, just be careful. Because I was legitimately going the speed that the speed sign used to be.
Right.
And then it switched. Like, I think if I was going 10 over what the old sign was, he would have lit me up. But he's like, okay, so you were going the speed limit, and then it dropped 10 miles an hour, and I'm giving you a ticket? Nah, go. He's like, go ahead.
Yeah, playing dumb, one of the best ways to get out of a speeding ticket. They asked people to name various excuses they've used and whether they worked or not, and that was number one. Works 32% of the time. I didn't realize I was speeding. You know, I'd have a hard time now. My car has that heads-up display.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly how fast you're going.
So I'd have a hard time using that excuse if they knew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right? You'd have to turn that car right off.
Oh, yeah. You have to sit in the driver's seat to see it. Like, right. Even if you're off to the side a bit, you can't see that it has it.
Right.
But unless they knew
the car.
What is
this, like a holographic number?
It's a
holographic number.
What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah?
So there's a screen.
You got a Star Wars car?
There's a screen. It's almost like,
It projects it on your windshield.
So there, that's the image of it there. So when you're driving, that's
like
what you
you're
see.
In a- goddamn jet.
I don't want to say I've ever done this, but you know, you could take your phone and put it up on top of your dashboard. Now, I would never do this.
Uh-huh.
And then it would project onto the screen so you can watch the road
and
with
whatever's on
the
your
video.
Phone. Oh my god.
I'm just saying I would never ever do it, but it's the same exact thing. So all it is that he has like a little TV that is right on top of his dashboard right there. Oh, and then all you're seeing is a reflection off the glass.
Pretty
so
cool.
Like so right just- now, like sitting in front of this board, I can see the board and the reflection of the, you know, it's the same thing.
Same
thing.
I was like freaking out for a second.
I know.
New technology.
But I would have a hard time not saying I didn't know what speed I was going.
You know what's funny too is that I think back in the 80s they tried this, and my friend, his mom had like the fully upgraded K car. So
and
it was
had this in the 80s.
Listen, K car, when you open the door, it would talk. It would be like, your door
is
a jar.
I remember that.
Right? Okay. And it had some kind of heads up display. And I think that people were like, oh, we can't deal with it. We can't drive.
It's distracting.
Yeah, they were looking at that instead of the road.
Yeah, but all it was it would just show like the speed limit. So it would be like, you know, say like 65.
I don't know if I would like that.
I didn't at first, Lise, but yeah. Then it just, you almost forget it's there.
Yeah, it melts into nothingness.
I mean, I can just look right. There's my speed limit right in front of me.
I know.
No, what's it fixing?
I know, but I think it's just the future. It's like when you play a video game, that's the way it looks when you
just
play.
Just looks cool.
You know.
And you can customize it if you want your phone information there, if you want, you know, your how far until you're empty.
We got to know everything at all times.
That's
now.
What yeah. it is.
It's like we cannot go a second without knowing exactly what is happening.
But it also tells you like what the speed limit of the road that you're on.
Yes.
Oh, what it
so
is.
So it tells you the speed you're going and the speed limit currently.
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh, yeah, cool. Like Waze does.
I think ideally it's supposed to be not so you don't have to take your eyes off the road at all.
That's
right?
What it is.
To save that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying there is ways you can do that with a lot of
sure,
other technology.
Absolutely there is. No doubt. But yeah, that's what I guess
like
this is for.
Targeting system on a drone or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but my buddy's car, and it's funny because the car industry got away from it. Mm-hmm. Like they were going to do this. In the 80s, they had a car that did this. And then they were like, no, forget it. People were like, we can't handle it.
We can't
it's
handle
too much.
It's
too much.
Too soon for the future.
Yeah. And then it went away forever.
So I didn't realize I was speeding. The number one best way to get out of a ticket. I'm late for work actually does work 20% of the time.
Mm.
There's a medical emergency. Works 20% of the time, but you better be able
better
to back
be.
That up.
There
you
better
you
be.
Better be able to back that up. I feel like there's cops listening that would, you know, follow you or escort you to a hospital or just to verify your excuse.
Wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't. Because I'm a big believer in you can't put that out in the world.
Well, they'll come get you with an ambulance probably or something.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, all right, we'll follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Unless you say it's your medical emergency.
Yeah, but then... Like, what do you
really
doing?
Have to start?
Does diarrhea count as a medical emergency?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because that's the next one, James. I really have to use the bathroom. 17% of people.
Explosive diarrhea. I can tell it's explosive already.
Yeah.
I can feel the wick is burning down, ready to explode. And it might happen here in the car if you don't speed this up a bit, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the speed limit sign. Was another popular one. 17% said that's got them out of a ticket.
That's kind of like playing dumb, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, I guess it is. Someone said that other things that have worked for them, hey, I was going the same speed as everyone else. Well, I feel like that wouldn't work. I feel like most cops would be like, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were speeding, too. I'm late picking up my kid. I'm late for the doctor. I'm late for court.
Now you're going to be double late.
Yeah. And they say the honest strategy works even better. If you ask the cop just to give you a warning instead of a ticket, there's a 41% chance they'll do it. Any chance I could just get a warning?
Yeah.
Oof. I would never say that.
You wouldn't? No?
No. I guess I feel like asking. I would have felt like asking hurts my chances. You know, like I do everything that they want me to do. And I just hope that they're cool that day.
Yeah, that's all you can really do. Be nice. Just be nice to them.
Someone said, do you guys ever get let go because you're Dave and Chuck? I feel like it happens to other people around me way more than it ever happens to me. Only one time has it ever been like a guy.
Definitely has happened.
Yeah, one time. I know for sure it's happened.
I don't want to jinx, but I haven't been pulled over, and I don't even remember the last time. It's been so long.
I've been pulled
like over a decade.
With a lot of stuff going on. And
oh, no.
Got a pat on the head, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, one time.
I try to be smart about it all, but so I haven't, I don't know.
I took a weird way home one time, and it's like there's a road that's right by this college where the speed limit drops down to like a ridiculous like 20 miles an hour. So you're going like whatever 35 the normal speed, and then they're like it drops to 20 miles an hour. You don't realize that it did. Got lit up. Once again, played dumb. He looked down and was like, oh, get out of here. I'm like, oh,
thank you.
Wow,
thank you, sir.
Wow,
kind like, sir.
Jedi mind trick worked.
Wow.
Has anyone ever stolen from you on a date? I would think that's rare, but just in case, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number if you want to reach out. Has someone stolen something from you on a date? 1-855-954, besides your heart, 6969, or text us at 46969. Because Florida man is behind bars in Alabama after police say he was caught in an SUV that he stole from a woman that he met on Tinder.
Man, that's a bad Tinder date for her.
Huh? Yeah, she got her vehicle stolen.
He stole her car.
That's stupid.
Eric Taylor is a 40-year-old from Pensacola, Florida. He was arrested over the weekend. Police found him in a stolen Audi Q3 after they received a flock safety alert, which is a license plate reader. According to authorities, he stole the vehicle from a woman he met on Tinder. The date and theft took place in Florida. Police say rather than simply swiping left, he decided to meet the young woman for a night out on the town. As the night was wrapping up, he said he needed to excuse himself for a second and then took off in her vehicle.
He must have got her key somehow, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went to the bathroom.
Yeah, got the key. Then, it's my turn.
He'll be transferred to the Jefferson County Jail on bonds totaling $110,000. Well, let's hope he finds true love there.
Yeah.
He was booked into the county lockup on charges of first degree receiving stolen property and illegal possession of a credit or debit card. There is his mugshot.
You
know what I don't understand is stealing a car with no plan for it.
Like steal it. And
like steal it. I'm going to drive it around for a week and a half. Like I can understand. Like I'm part of a syndicate that steals cars. Like Gone in 60 Seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
And I take the car and I drop it off at a garage and they strip it down and that's my job.
And that's your plan.
And
right?
That's my plan.
Yeah.
But driving it around where you're gonna, cops are gonna
sense.
Pull me over. It's just so dumb.
Mm. There's cameras everywhere. They can just, like, cops looking at TV screens.
Didn't a guy have, like, why do I feel like we did a story where a guy had a car for, like, 2 years, stole a friend's car? Didn't we do a story like that?
No, we did.
I think that was out of Florida, too.
Yeah.
He had it for 2 years.
Because he owed money.
He just never brought it back.
Yeah, I forget what it was. But, yeah, you're so right. You steal someone's car. You can't just keep the car.
No.
You're gonna get busted.
No.
They've got license plates. They're very easy to track down. Danny's with us in Boston. Danny, whoa, has someone stolen something from you on a date?
No, it wasn't me, myself personally, but I had a buddy who met a girl at a bar who was with her friends. They went back to his place. He didn't realize that she was a stripper. And her friend was also a stripper.
Okay, yeah.
So they like went to the bathroom or whatever to freshen up. And apparently while they went to the bathroom, they stole all his cash and some video game systems. And I think some other just valuable like jewels and like jewelry from his room. And the bathroom was on the first floor and they both climbed. They must have called like their pimp or whatever, and they or John or whatever, and they climbed out of the first floor bathroom window, and he saw them like sprinting away with his stuff.
Oh my god, my jewels! My stripper's got my jewels!
You can't. You almost can't let a stripper into your house.
No, you can't. Like even just a friend stripper, like you can't. No, I don't think so.
They're hustlers. Like it's that's their whole thing.
That's their whole thing.
I'm more curious about his jewels.
He didn't know there were strippers at first.
You gotta figure that out.
Oh, my pirate treasure!
Yeah.
and his PlayStation, did they say?
Yeah.
Poor guy. Poor bastard. Someone said a beautiful 9.5 out of 10 stole my female roommate's expensive makeup. So this dude was out with this super hot chick.
Yeah.
She didn't steal from him, but she swiped all of his roommate's
stuff, huh?
Expensive makeup. Someone said, met a crazy guy on Tinder who stole my phone out of my car while I was driving us back from the beach. He literally jumped out and ran out into traffic. He ended up ditching it somewhere while running home.
That's a bad. He didn't.
Once again.
That's a fail.
No plan.
Nothing.
Like, I'm going to steal something and there's no profit in it for me.
So do you think that, here's my question, these people go into this, like, I'm on Tinder just looking for, like, victims almost.
Yeah.
Or I go on a date, it's not working out, I'm like, well, I might as well just make the best of it.
No,
steal
I think
something.
They're looking for victims.
I think they're looking to set people up.
Yeah.
So they pick, there's like, this girl will be a target, easy target.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what
might look
do.
Like you got a little bit of dough, you know?
Mm-hmm. People are pretty flashy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I had a broad steal about half an ounce of blow from me on a date.
I gotta be careful with your blow.
You have to watch your blow around horse.
Yeah. Chick, they had to just do blow properly. Like, you know, like you got her there. The blow is what got her there.
Probably.
Was your opening line about blow?
Yeah. Want to go back to my house and do some blow?
I have a whole bunch of it.
Oh, you do? Oh, you do, girl. Perfect. Who would normally never talk to me.
Zach's with us now. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Penis balls.
Penis. What's your comment?
Yeah, so I had this date one time, and so I went over to the girl's house before, and we were smoking a little bit. And then we go out, movie, dinner, and then as we're going back to her house to smoke, she pulls the card of, my cousin's sick, and I got to go to the hospital right now. So she ditched out on me and then took all my weed that I left it back at her house.
Oh, you don't ever leave your weed back at her. I know what you were doing. You leave a little bit of weed, and then you got to go back there into the night to do it.
Yep. Yep. Never heard from her again.
No, sure. No. Once they steal something from you, that's it.
It's over. Yeah.
You're not going to get another date. Buddy hooked up with a local girl in Cancun, Mexico. She swiped his parents' camcorder. Why did he have his parents' camcorder on?
Can I tell you something about Cancun? Don't hook up with a local girl.
No. Camcorder. That makes me laugh.
That's hilarious. What an old technology.
Yeah, lugging that thing around. Remember, maybe it was one of the smaller ones, though.
Yeah, was it?
Probably the smaller
one. On the shoulder. The one that's built for your shoulder.
That was the original.
The bazooka. VHS tapes.
Uh-huh.
Someone said, I was once dating a guy for a few weeks. I brought him to visit a good friend of mine. Later that night, she called me to let me know a bottle of Percocets was missing from her medicine cabinet. Mm-hmm. You were dating an addict.
Yes.
Right.
Once again.
He had a bad addiction problem.
Well, or you just know, you know, sometimes you know how much stuff sells for.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I might not do anything, but if I'm dating a whore and I open up things and there's 25 bottles of pills that I know, like, that's $30 a pill.
You think he's just like a businessman? What do you?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, like, they're normally it'd be for people that were going to do them.
I would think more so it's for his own addiction.
Yeah.
I knew a girl who went on a date with a guy. This person said she gave him the keys to get something out of her car, then he stole it and then crashed it.
Oh, right away.
Hey, what is he doing? Can you imagine? Here's the difference in people, right? Some people are trusting. Imagine Lisa giving the keys to her car to a guy on a first date. Like, never in a million years. Like, you got to be smart.
Won't even
too.
Do it for somebody I've known for a while.
I was going to say, Lenny can't even get the keys.
Well, maybe Lenny.
Maybe. If he's going to fill it up with gas.
Imagine if, like, Chuck, you're like, Lisa, give me your keys. I just want to grab something. She'd be like, no.
Well, what do you need?
Don't think so. Nice try,
Chuck. That's nuts.
No.
This text said, took a chick from high school out for dinner and a few drinks after we graduated. Ended up back at my place, hooked up with her. She spent the night. I woke up the next morning. Her purse was on the table with half of my liquor cabinet and my wallet inside of it.
Mm. Huh. Well, at least you got up early enough to...
Yeah.
But did she... So she did that...
So she could walk out real quick, probably in the middle of the night.
But fell, but passed out.
Passed out.
It's too stupid.
Yep.
Oh, that sucks so bad. You think, like, finally you're getting to get with your high school crush, and in the meantime, she only wanted you for your booze and wallet.
Oh, my God. That's so sad, though.
That is sad.
Robbed my heart.
Yep. I've loved you forever.
I love you no more.
Yeah. She's out.
Yeah.
Oh, what about this one? Had a girl stay over. She was dressed for a night out, so I offered her to take a sweatshirt home. After I dropped her off, I realized my whole basketball jersey collection was gone. Through campus the rest of the semester, I'd see my jerseys on random guys. She totally just sold them to guys in her dorm. It was a great collection,
too.
You
never even think to do something like that.
Well, yeah. You're a decent person.
Take your... Yeah.
These, you're not a thief.
Crazy thieving whores.
Yeah. Sell these jerseys.
That was a wild plot that she had.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Just go grab one of my sweatshirts. She's like, well, don't mind if I do.
How do you get out? How do you get out of the house?
I don't know. Like, yeah, I dropped
25. Like, I'm just not paying attention to you at all.
She's like, I'm swelling out. I'm having an allergic reaction.
She looks giant.
Man.
Very, very
strange. That's a baggy sweater I gave you.
Coming up, it's our douchebag of the day here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What did a Florida man do to his sister to become our D-bag of the day? Let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche. You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
We're off to Sebastian, Florida for this one. According to the police department, a man was arrested after he grabbed his sister's ponytail and pulled her onto the ground. Mm. They're not 3 and 5. They're 51 and 49.
Oh, my goodness.
51-year-old James Joseph Lomonaco told police he was mad that his sister made spaghetti for her boyfriend and wouldn't give him any.
Oh, my God. Well, that man loves spaghetti.
Yeah. Yep.
More than his sister.
She's the only one who can make it.
Lomonaco confronted his sister in the kitchen about the spaghetti, asking why she didn't make any for him. When she attempted to walk out, he grabbed her by her ponytail and pulled her to the ground. Like, this is how siblings fight when they're toddlers.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Not in their 50s.
No. Right.
Once on the ground, he placed his knee to hold her against the floor. The officer did notice a red mark on her. However, he said he only grabbed his sister's ponytail to help redirect her out of the kitchen.
That's all you have.
Oh, yeah.
I was simply redirecting her.
Where's boyfriend?
Boyfriend didn't do anything, I guess.
He was full of spaghetti.
So I guess he's terrified of this man.
Must be.
He is terrified of this scary spaghetti-eating man.
Yep. Lomonaco was transported to the Indian River County Jail, where he's being held on a $500 bond. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
You shouldn't be scared of him.
No, I know. No.
I just don't understand why, you know, you're on my girlfriend, you've pulled her by the hair, and I'm not filling you in with a million rights.
Right.
I don't understand either.
Yeah.
Messed up bunch.
It is. All over spaghetti.
Must have been pretty good spaghetti.
I guess.
Is that how good is it?
Was there meatballs in there?
Lomonaco, Italian name.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
It's getting almost erotic.
All right. Fresh we'll end it then. Okay, you two. Enough of the sex food talk. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, so imagine you are in your car.
Terrible.
And a 2.5 foot long snake crawls out of an air vent.
Mm.
Mm. Laura Groff was on her lunch break in Virginia when she noticed a rattling sound in her SRX. That sound turned out to be a black snake crawling out of the air vent right next to her seat.
Oh, that's not good.
She was a cooler character than I think most of us would have been. She, I guess, just pulled the car over, got out, and called 911. She even snapped a couple of photos of the little guy there, slithering his way out of her air vent. She said that it was not reassuring when the animal control officer who responded to the call told her he was afraid of snakes.
You're an animal control guy.
I know.
You're a bad animal control guy.
Yeah.
Love snakes!
That's bad.
Yeah.
Hi, Animal Control. Oh, snakes? Is that?
Jesus.
I'll walk you through what you need to do.
I just deal with cats.
Don't touch it.
I deal with a lot of possums. Mostly possums.
I love the idea of like an animal control guy who's afraid of all animals.
Oh, God, it's a possum. Get out of here.
Every kind of situation is a
birds, no. Four spiders. Run. Get thinking, cows.
If Andy was an animal control guy, this is what you'd have.
Let's go have a look-see. It's birds. Oh, my God, it's birds. Jesus H. Christ, you guys have quite the problem up there.
What do we do, animal control guy?
Well, I'm leaving is what I'm doing. You got some birds to deal with.
Oh, my God.
Better control them. That's all I have. Oh, jeez.
Well, can you at least help me with this giant wolf spider here that I have?
God, kill it! Kill it now! I'm out!
No, it's you. That's why we called you!
It left.
The deer that died in my backyard.
There's a dead deer, lady! You know what kind of germs are on that thing? Probably infested with the...
Meg, it's just stuff to throw up.
I'm very scared.
Are you sure this is the right job for you, dude?
Oh, my God, it's a fish! It's a fish in a tank! Jesus, run!
That's not why I called. The fish in the tank is fine. It's this weird noise coming from inside that
attic. Oh, there, let's have a look. Oh, God, it's bats! It's definitely bats! Like three of them, big ones. Definitely got the rabies.
Oh, my God. Is there an animal control guy listening that's afraid of certain animals?
I just can't imagine that.
Does that exist? 1-855-954-6969. We got to talk to you, if so.
What area was this in? So snakes weren't not a big thing?
Virginia.
Virginia, I don't know. What, do you have any snake facts, Andy?
Let me check. I know that snakes are often in cars because the heat attracts them and they like to warm their bellies on.
Uh-huh.
Like the motor and stuff, so they'll get in there.
So, nevertheless, this animal control guy who's afraid of snakes had a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
It went poorly, though.
It's so gross.
He tried to get it out with something like that looked like long clippers, she said, because he wouldn't go in any further.
Yeah, that little gripper. He's got that little
gripper.
Like a grabber.
It helps like an old person get a can
right
off the top shelf.
But he couldn't get it. The snake then came further out of the air vent and started to move around the car. The guy jumped away. That's when the snake fell down under her front seat. She said the animal control officer just looked and looked and looked.
Yeah, I see him.
Still under
Boy,
there.
Boy, do I see him.
She said, listen, my lunch break's over. I got to get back to work.
Let me work, lady. I'm seeing him right now.
The guy said he couldn't help her, so she drove back to her office with the snake still somewhere in her SUV.
I think it's not poisonous, but it's a slithery little creature.
They still bite.
It's a gross hole. They pull by the kind of side of one of their scales.
So she borrowed a friend's car, which is smart, to fetch some glue traps, which she put under her seats. There was no snake on them when she had to leave work, so she spent her entire 10-minute drive home, nightmare, making noise in the hopes of driving the snake out. It wasn't until overnight, until the next morning, they found the guy still alive, stuck on one of the traps. The husband threw the trap snake in the back of his truck and took care of it somehow. Details were not given.
Oh, do you guys see a lot of snakes around here?
I have only seen one snake in person ever in my whole entire life.
Me too. In the wild.
I think it's only been
a
couple times.
A gardener snake or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw one when I was a child. I saw a big snake.
I went up to...
And then I saw a gardener snake on a golf course.
Lake Erie a couple years ago with the kids. A friend had rented a place there, and they swim in the water right around you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Well, that's
I don't like that.
I went up to a cottage when I was young, and there was a snake. It was in the water. It was a black snake. Went in the water and then up on the beach.
Yeah.
And I was just young. But I still remember I was like chasing it.
Yeah.
And someone was like, no, you don't chase a snake.
So apparently we have some animal control guys that are afraid of things. Chris up first. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good. So are you in animal control and are you afraid of certain things?
Yeah, I'm an exterminator. I'm terrified of those house centipedes. You know, it's like they have like 100 legs and they run like 10 miles an hour.
They're like the least harmless things.
I just had to kill one the other day.
Yeah, Lisa just went face to face with one that had like about 90 million legs.
You need hairspray and
Lisa, you need a job.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, you need a job, Lisa.
Yeah, you're armed with your hairspray. Here's your cans of hairspray. Being like,
out of the way, pussy. This is hairspray and napkins.
Don't even call me.
Yeah. This is full. Don't even call you.
No way.
Oh, Chris, too funny, man. Thanks for calling it. Yeah, Lisa's his like sidekick.
Move aside, bitch.
What do we got here? Oh, well, to my right, my colleague here is a real pussy. So let me see. Another little hairspray, some fire, and some napkins can't fix.
It does kind of make sense for like an exterminator team, you know, where like one person's into certain things and then, you know, the other person is into the other things that other person doesn't like.
Right. It's like, I'm Dan. I don't do snakes.
Yeah.
I'm Roger. I don't do spiders.
You know, and then depending on who goes in, you send Lisa in for those centipedes, apparently.
Yeah.
This guy said had a raccoon in my mother-in-law's car. A raccoon called animal control, and the guy hit it with a stick. The raccoon ran away into the woods, and I was like, what the hell, man? He said, I'm not going after any raccoon.
No.
He's just like, mean, right? This is who we got here.
Get!
Yeah, he's out of here now. That'll be $300.
Problem solved. Yeah, they charge you so much.
Animal control Andy on the scene.
That's a lot of those guys. They'll do nothing and they charge you so much money.
Anonymous, are you an animal control guy that's afraid of certain animals? I know, Anonymous.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Yep, I am pest control. I actually had an incident yesterday, knocked on a lady's door. I heard rustling in the bush. I look over, there was about 4 garter snakes right there on the bush.
Oh, no. Did you get them?
I panicked. I froze. I froze. So the lady opens the door, and she's like, what's going on? I said, you got a bunch of snakes on your bush. She looked at me kind of funny. I realized what I said. And I'm like, well, I'm here to spray for mosquitoes. She goes, well, can you get those out of there? I'm like, you're going to have to call somebody else.
That's hilarious, dude.
You got a bunch of, you better call somebody about these snakes in your bush.
Yeah, you got a problem. Your bush is full of snakes. I'm out of here. Yeah.
You got a real snaky bush. Where's these skeeters at?
Yep.
Thanks call for me. Calling in, man.
You guys have a good day.
See you soon, man. Call so me funny. Back when you've only got mosquitoes.
I'll kill the mosquitoes if you take care of those icky, icky snakes. You better call a professional.
I love this idea. I love.
Scott, you work as an animal control officer. Are you afraid of certain things?
Yes, sir. Ripcord.
Ripcord. What are you afraid of?
So I work for a local police department, and I was animal control for 3 years. Absolutely petrified of snakes.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, did you ever get a snake call?
Oh, absolutely.
What did you do?
I just got a hold of other police officers that I worked with because they weren't afraid of them.
So like, Andy, you'd have to call back.
You're like, hey, Sergeant Chuck, down here on the seat again. Guess what?
Oh, snakes again.
More snakes.
All right,
we have a real snaky problem here.
Okay, I'll be down.
Can
there.
You come get them?
Yeah,
I'm just
will.
Help me down. I'm on top of a chair here in this lady's kitchen.
So Scott, I mean, you don't have a test.
Same officer that would help me out with the snakes, though. He was petrified of snapping turtles, which I had no problem with. I would remove a 50-pound snapping turtle, no issue.
Well, there you go. So Officer Chuck would be afraid of snapping turtles.
I don't know. It's a big snapper. It's a real big snapper. He's got a big, sharp beak. Snapping turtle, you see?
Yeah.
I can get him. Oh, there's a snake right by him.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't get the turtle because of the snake. You're going to have to get the snake. I'm going to have to quickly get the turtle. Same time, man. Same time.
Oh my god, those two make quite a team.
Officer Snake and Officer Turtle.
I can't get close enough to the snake because of that big giant snapping turtle's mouth.
There's no way I can get the turtle out of there because that snake is looking right in the eyes.
They're both on chairs in someone's house. Yep. No, you would think that before you qualify as an animal control officer, they'd have to be like, okay, you're afraid of snakes?
Yes.
Yeah, no fear.
You afraid of turtles?
Yeah, absolutely.
You afraid of deer?
Mm-hmm. The right kind,
yes. Afraid of skunks?
No. They're stinky. Yeah, I don't like them.
You afraid of possum?
Oh, God, you ever see a possum?
Then you can't be an animal control officer.
What do you mean?
I feel like they'll take anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
You think so?
Like, I don't think it's...
I think so, too. Because a lot of people don't want to do it.
No, yeah. A lot of people don't want to do it. So, like, a guy shows up and he's like, sure.
Yeah.
I'll trap stuff.
Yeah.
Joe's calling us from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, she going, eh?
She going, eh? Talking about animal control guys afraid of certain animals.
Yeah, well, this was my last call that I did as an animal controlman before I quit, but I got a call, and they said that they didn't know what the animal was, but that it tore up their whole back patio. So I showed up, saw, you know, a whole bunch of wreckage, and then I see off in the distance, barreling back towards the house, a black bear.
Oh, my God.
So, needless to say, I tucked my tail between my legs and ran like a baby back bitch back to my truck and quit.
That's it.
Last day on that job.
I'm not going hand-to-hand with a bear.
A bear is understandable.
Yeah.
This one, I could grab...
It's a huge, giant bear!
I could grab a snake by the tail. I could crush any spider around. I could get a raccoon out of my garbage, no problem. But I would rather shoot myself in the foot than deal with a centipede.
Really?
Those things are nasty.
They are creepy.
I mean,
when I'm with one, it's total like.
Don't you feel like they?
But they don't do anything.
But when they fall, don't you feel like they come at you?
Yeah, they're like
aggressive and so fast.
How big would you say that centipede was? I just
that
killed.
Thing looked five inches to me.
Probably three to 4 inches.
It looked like 12 inches to me.
Huge.
Probably tiny.
It was gigantic.
Probably tiny.
Those are the one things in the house that I hate having to kill.
Oh, they're so fast.
What color are you, man?
You got to crush them. They feel like you have to like crush them with so much force.
I've never had, they're the easiest thing that I've ever had to kill in a house. Centipedes? No, absolutely.
No. Have one crawl out of your shower drain or run across your feet while you're trying to take a dump, Dave.
Yeah, they're
I hate that.
God, that's
I also hate an earwig.
Earwigs are creepy.
Those don't bother me as much.
Farmer Dan, one more call on this. We're talking about animal control, pest control guys afraid of certain things. What about you, Dan?
Hey, I am terrified of groundhogs, mostly. squirrels.
Really?
I got attacked by a groundhog once.
Oh.
And I trapped it, and, you know, I put it on the tailgate of my truck. And, you know, I turned around, I was fixing some other stuff up, and I turned around, the groundhog got out of the live trap and was standing on my tailgate about a foot away from me.
How are we going to handle this, man?
It reached out its ravenous claw and clawed my arm through my shirt.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I was bleeding.
Oh.
And this was in front of some people, so I was a little embarrassed. So my natural reaction, I punched it in the face. And it got stunned.
Yeah.
And it took off running.
Oh, my God.
I don't mess with the groundhog.
Yeah, I don't. I have to live with them.
I love how he's, like, beefed up the story with, like, really good adjectives. He's like, it's ravenous claws. Reach for me as if the devil had come out of his mouth. Yep. It's bloodthirsty, groundhoggy little teeth.
Groundhoggy little teeth.
I find a groundhog one of the cutest animals, like, of all time.
Yeah, but they'll mess you up, though.
I guess.
They can mess you up.
Ken had an issue with one.
I would call Ken. If I had a groundhog, I'd just be like, call Ken. You bring his shovel.
One text here, exterminator here. F centipedes.
Yeah.
I'd rather fight a bear.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather fight a bear, he said.
I feel like a bear you can reason with. You're like, listen, bear, I'll give you honey. You get out of here like a centipede's leg.
And here's a tip, by the way. House centipedes are actually really good. Don't kill them because they'll eat all the other bugs in your house.
That's what they say about everything that's terrifying.
Yeah.
It'll eat all the other bugs. Eat an ant the other day.
Yeah, you watched house. It?
Mm. Is that's the thing?
It's a possibility. I used to feed spiders ants.
Mm.
Yeah, if it was a wolf spider, it would just find them and...
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Just eat the ants, I guess.
And this guy said
spiders do a lot of the good stuff.
Yeah.
I was taking a dump. I had a centipede fall out of an air vent above me onto my shoulder.
Oh!
Needless to say, that dump came out of me very fast.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
Guys, millipedes?
They don't bother me. Yeah.
Those creepy desert centipedes, they're terrifying.
Well, like the big long ones?
Yeah, the ones that are red and look like they're in armor with yellow legs.
Those ones are actually, though.
The one that Lisa had.
Yeah, I'm going to post a video up on Twitter or something. It was huge.
You got a big body with those big swooping legs.
Yeah, they've got like the V legs. That
yeah,
come out.
I don't.
And each
I,
one
guys,
of their segments, I think, has a brain.
Yeah, like what? Even if you kill some of it, it's no. still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kill all of it, Lise.
Hairspray.
Well, yeah, she uses hairspray and fire.
I do like the idea hairspray. Of like a 300-pound man, at least just like, out of the way, bitch. Got me some hairspray here.
I learned this.
This person said, working in New Mexico, I saw a millipede 12 inches long, ran like a bitch.
12 inches?
Like a millipede, though, they're the ones like with not too many.
I mean, they're gross, but they're...
Yeah, like there's like that kind...
Yeah, and then there's the house centipede.
But then one. There's that one.
Like, look at that.
That's the one that Lisa killed.
Yeah,
that's yeah,
the
that's problem.
What was that? Harmless.
It's a house centipede.
That's what it's called.
But it was...
Animal control dude said like here, it. I'd rather fight a fully grown bison than attempt to kill a centipede. What's so terrifying about centipedes that don't get it?
And these are the ones that'll poison you.
Yeah, those are bad ones. I watched one of those things eat something once.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you think that's bad? I had a centipede land on my face once. Thinking it was hair, I just kind of tried to brush it off.
No.
Joke's on me. Wasn't hair.
Guys, I don't know how you dealt with that, Lise.
Woke up with a centipede crawling in my mouth. I haven't slept in weeks.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I can't even imagine that thing in my mouth.
No.
That's what she said.
It is what she said.
No, that's gross. Come on now. That I would not like. I would not like it in my mouth.
Why do they... What do they eat? What does a centipede eat?
I don't know. Like just little insects.
All right, well, we were talking Jesus. About snakes. That's what got us on this. And more snake news now. A guy in Texas almost died when he picked up a decapitated rattlesnake, but then got bit by its severed head.
Yep, that's what happens.
They live for a minute.
KIII TV. Thank God I don't work there.
KIII TV.
Let's take a listen.
Jennifer Sutcliffe and her husband were doing weekend yard work when she spotted a 4-foot rattlesnake.
Oh,
Sutcliffe says her husband quickly took a shovel and severed the head of the reptile. Moments later, he bent down to dispose of the snake, and that's when the snake had bitten him.
Because there's no body, it released all its venom into him at that point, so he had a lot of venom.
Sutcliffe called 911 and began driving her husband towards the hospital. Immediately, he began having seizures, lost his vision, and experienced internal bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Sutcliffe couldn't get to the hospital fast enough, so she met up with an ambulance.
But once they got to him, they took him to a Halo, and they Halo-flighted him into the hospital.
Sutcliffe says the first 24 hours were the worst. Doctors told her her husband might not make it, even after giving him huge amounts of antivenom.
A normal person that gets bit is going to get from anywhere from 2 to 4 doses of antivenom. He had to have 26 doses. Mm.
Sutcliffe's husband is now in stable condition, but his kidney function is still poor. Trauma surgeon Michael Halpert says although dying from a snake bite is rare, it happens.
There's about 6 to 8,000 snake bites per year in the country, and 10 or 12 people die.
In the movies, people try to suck out the venom themselves or some other home remedy.
No, you don't want to do any of that. You just want to keep the victim calm, keep the bitten area above the level of the heart slightly, and get the patient to the nearest emergency room.
Marissa Cummings, 3 News.
I think most people die because they're too far away when they get bit.
Yeah.
You know,
or getting help.
Or they get bit and they don't think the snake was
poisonous
and then they go to bed. Or
after it's decapitated, will a snake be able to still bite you?
I mean, until it's lost all of its motor function.
Yeah,
or
how
whatever.
Long does that take? Is what I wonder.
A few minutes.
A couple minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
A few minutes. So
there was another story about a severed snake head biting somebody a while ago.
I thought so too.
I remember hearing
snakes.
About this.
Oh, no.
But then, snakes, oh, no.
Snakes, oh, no.
I'll tell you what doesn't work on a snake. Hairspray.
No.
No. It's
like, yeah.
Prehistoric.
You just piss it off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, those places that gather the anti-venom for spider and snake bites,
yeah.
It's a crazy thing.
Oh, it's...
They just milk these things. Like, yep. Just like big farms of them.
Yep.
Black widow spiders, and just kind of...
What'd you do today?
Oh, Mila. I lived a nightmare today.
Just milking those black widows again?
Yeah, it's a bad job.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Someone said, now I'm paranoid. I keep looking for snakes in my car while I'm driving. Well, it depends on where you're living.
Snakes don't creep me out, like, hardly at all.
I'm telling you, this is why I could not live down south. I really couldn't. There's too much stuff that goes on down there. Yeah. They've got snakes in your car. They've got poisonous.
Nothing dies.
Spiders. And everything gets bigger because it's warmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, bugs are four times bigger than they are up here.
You ever see those huge garden spiders that are yellow, white, and black?
Yeah, almost walked right into one.
Oh, my God. I saw that's once. Happened.
We've gone down a hole. Let's go to...
They're not poisonous, thank God.
No, they're safe, but they're huge.
Who? Tanny? Tari?
Scary. Stop.
Hey.
Terry, Tari?
I can't really read your name here. Tanny? Is it Tanny?
Tammy?
Tarly.
All right. What's your comment?
Go ahead, Charlie.
I lived in Japan for 3 years.
Sorry, what?
You got so many frogs.
No, you cut out. Hold start on, hold again. On, hold Go on. Ahead there, Carney.
Where did you live?
In Japan.
Okay.
And they bring a lot of snakes into the country because they got too many frogs, so they bring a lot of non-poisonous snakes. And I was in the factory once, and the woman started screaming because there was a snake there on the tree. So I thought it's going to be a non-poisonous one, and I picked it up. I pinned it on the ground and picked it up by the head, put it in a bottle, like a gallon, and didn't know what to do with it. I didn't want to kill it, so I took it home, bought an aquarium, and kept it as a pet, took a picture of it, and sent it to a zoo. 3 days later, they replied saying it was a rattlesnake and couldn't be kept as a pet. So I had to figure out a way to get rid of it and try to kill it. And hammering didn't do it. Tried to hold it down in the water in the aquarium with a barbecue fork didn't do it. So I had to get a big knife and wait for it to try to come out and, like, take its head off.
Mm.
And
damn,
I lived at the time, I lived with my cousin at the time. So on the third day, like, when I was trying to do this, he just yelled from the other room, like, did you kill it? And I was like, yeah, this was like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And he was like, well, good, because I haven't slept since 2 a.m. because those things see only movement. And I thought it was in my room, so I've been still since 2 a.m. here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can't move at all. Thanks, Tarty.
I had a friend, I played baseball with him, and he was kind of known. He'd go out and catch snakes.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was, like, from that family.
Yeah.
Where the dad, like, took him out into the wilderness, and he would catch these different, you know, rat snakes and all sorts of stuff. And we were all like, you're just insane, dude.
Yeah, thank God I never grew up in that family.
Yeah.
By the way, answer to my question, depending on the snake, it could take a day or two for their head to completely die off. But a lot of people texted in saying if you do chop the head off something venomous like that, you're supposed to bury it fangs down in the ground. Like, you don't do anything with it. You just bury it fangs down because the venom will still live on even after they kind of die off. So if you ever chop the head off a venomous snake, now you know what to do.
I hope to never have to encounter a venomous snake.
Oh, my God. And then to behead it like in the goddamn Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, while we're talking about insects and that kind of thing, firefighters in England say they rescued a man who became stuck up a tree when he tried to chase down an escaped parrot.
No.
This British dude, Michael Novell, said his crew responded to a report of a man and a parrot stuck up a tree. Angry parrot flew out of its cage, out the window, into a tree. The owner gave chase, but then the British guy got stuck up the tree himself.
Oh, no.
Hello, I'll pay
what are you doing up there?
Well, it's a long story, really. My parrot got out, right? So I chased him. And he went up the, you know, they have the power of flight. So he flew up here.
Sure.
So I followed him.
Sure.
He can fly down, though. That's the problem. See? So I can't get down.
This here?
That's him. Yeah, he's a real dick of a parrot, isn't he?
Does he talk?
Yeah, the parrot talk, but...
Imagine what the parrot would say. He's pissed off. They were in a fight.
Yeah, he called it a mad parrot.
He's mad.
But, so the guy gets down. They went back for the parrot. The parrot was like, freedom!
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Gone. Took about 35 minutes to rescue the British guy using a ladder. The large green parrot remains on the loose.
I have a memory, a childhood memory, of looking in a tree and seeing a parrot.
Just came back
That's
to you?
Crazy.
Like, yeah,
it must have been somebody that had it get away.
Someone's bird got loose, and it was like a green bird, like bigger than it should have been. Like, and I was like, huh. And I remember just like, wow, that must be someone's bird. But it was just, and it flew away. Who knows?
Who knows what happened to
it? It was
bird.
Just living.
Don't say anything, kid.
Freedom.
Just living life, a bird life, you know?
So true. It obviously escaped from someone, and God knows how far away it was from its home.
No idea.
You just keep going and going and going.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, so this guy was eventually safe, but his parrot is gone. And if he was a mean parrot...
Some of those parrots cost so much money, too. It's just like $800 is flying away. $1,200 is flying away.
Look at it.
Bye, stupid human.
Yeah.
It's like my bones are hollow and I can fly.
Yeah.
Well, I live in a cage and crap on newspaper. I can crap on the world.
Yeah. Crap on your head.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Why did one guy get nude on a plane? What went wrong at a Burger King to make a man get naked? And what was in a South Carolina man's pants that made him strip nude?
Huh.
If this brings up any memories for you where you got nude in public, was it drugs, an emergency situation? Something obviously out of the ordinary has happened here. If you feel like you've got a good story you want to share, 1-855-954-6969. It's the toll-free number. You can always reach us at 1-855-954-6969. We'll start on the plane here, where a retired Alaska state lawmaker says a nude passenger had to be tackled and detained on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Anchorage. Former state senator Johnny Ellis said the incident happened when the man ran from the front of this plane to the back, nude, yelling and waving.
No. It'd be so scary to be stuck in that situation. You're on a plane, you're and like, there's a naked man.
I'm just trying to get to Anchorage.
You're like, why am I going to Anchorage again?
Exactly. You regret that decision, I assume, immediately. Shortly before the descent into Anchorage, this disruptive male was detained, they say. They landed without incident. He was removed by law enforcement after the plane parked at the gate and then was transported to a local hospital. They did not determine what led to the incident.
Just I wonder meds, at what meds. Point he took his clothes off. Like, before he got on the plane, was he on the plane? So he was already on the plane.
I think he derobed on the plane.
Yeah, was, I think it was in, as
they were in the middle
in.
Of the flight.
Yeah, yes. they were in the air. When
okay. They were in the air, okay, and he was like, "Let me." Now's good. Took his clothes off, and then started screaming, and then obviously
Which
they would have tackled
too,
him.
Which is crazy, too, to think of someone taking their clothes off on the plane while you're in the air, because you can barely move around. Anyway, in a plane to even get to the bathroom or
your chances,
you know what
of
I,
like a dick touching your elbow or
oh, yeah,
super high. Super
everybody's
high.
So close together.
Elbow dick. Elbow dick.
Dave's in the aisle for sure, right? So like Dave,
my big legs and arms. Yeah, right
exactly. Oh, dude, you're getting touched.
All his stuff,
and then the flight attendant has to go get him.
Well, that's just it. And I don't know what you do. Maybe you take a drink cart and you kind of push it at him.
Yeah. I think you take some of that hot ass coffee.
Oh.
Calm him down.
Oh,
scald
yeah.
him a
there
bit.
You go.
See? Can you just imagine Dave sitting with his like elbow outside and he gets whacked? He's like, God, you.
Oh, no.
It was a scrotum.
Yeah. You get hit with something soft and you're like, what?
Oh, no. Soft and warm.
Yeah.
Ooh. Crazy flight. Wow.
You don't want a scrotum on your elbow.
No.
Yeah, no.
Well, most of us anyway.
Maybe
I heard James
you
will take one.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Bill, we have more coming up here. There's a dude who got nude at a Burger King. We'll tell you why in just a second. Bill, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. So tell us, what made you get nude in public?
So I was swimming at my buddy's house on the 4th of July. Said at least I was drinking heavily.
Uh-huh.
And we decided we wanted to leave. And I figured, why not take my clothes off? Because I didn't have a change of clothes, and I didn't want to get my seat all wet. So I'm driving home, drunk.
Completely naked.
Nude.
Drunk and
completely
nude.
Naked.
Okay, great. Driving drunk
nude.
And naked, yeah.
Yep, and I almost took a turn, I took it too sharp, I almost hit a cruiser.
Uh-oh.
And to say the least, he pulled me over completely nude, but I luckily pulled into my driveway real quick, and I just told him I was on the phone with my girlfriend, being a weirdo, and he said, don't go anywhere, you smell like booze, so... I wound up making it out all right.
You were so lucky that
he did not arrest you. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
If they pull over a nude drunk man, like, the bad things are going to
happen.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there with my hand over my junk, you know? It was pretty nerve-wracking.
The only thing that saved you is that you were at your house. I think if you would have been anywhere else.
Yeah, I just pulled in my driveway because I live on, like, a hill. So he was still on the back side of the hill. So I pulled in my driveway real quick, and I thought he was just going to go by. But like an idiot, I hit my brake lights and he pulled right over.
All right, Bill.
Man. Mm. Officer Andy just be shutting his body cam off all the time. Shooting people.
I feel like.
Officer Andy. Oh, he's dead already, Andy.
That's a lot of paperwork, though, Andy.
Yeah, it is a lot of paperwork.
Just let him walk in his house.
I almost feel like that's what this cop was like. He pulled him over. And then all of a sudden, a naked guy got out, and he was like, "I'm home." And he went, "All right,
yeah.
You know, like
you're free to go."
Yeah, I gotta arrest a nude guy.
Yeah, you're not
do
gonna
all
arrest.
That paperwork.
Oh, and you gotta wash your seats.
You totally have to wash your seats.
Go to bed. Get in there and go to bed.
T, how you doing, T?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Ripcord.
So, what is the crazy situation that made you get nude in public?
Well, I was in the military, and I was in Korea, and it gets real hot there sometimes, and I became a heat casualty. So my sergeant told me to, you know, strip down, get naked. So I took off all my clothes and my boxers. He's like, no, take, you know, all the way off, you know, take them all off. So I had to strip down in my birthday suit, and yeah, fully naked. I had to sit there on a rock, just drinking water, and they sent me down to the health station and end up getting a rectal thermometer and taking my proper temperature.
Yeah. Did you ever question your drill sergeant? Because I think your boxers probably would have been okay to leave on.
Well, it's military.
You do what you're told.
Yeah,
You don't question.
Why is he telling me to get
totally
it's a little crazy there in the military?
I think that's a bit much.
Yeah.
One more story that we came across is a dude who got so angry that the Burger King in his town had closed for the night that he got naked. And this is the weird reaction some people have. Like, they're so angry, they get nude.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They got to take their clothes off.
About 2:15 in the morning, officers were called out to a Burger King after employees complained a man was standing outside the drive-thru naked, pounding on the window. Mm-hmm. He was visibly upset that they were closed. And banging, screaming that he needed food.
So did they just close then? They were still
must
in there.
Must have closed at like 2, right?
Yeah. He missed it.
Yeah.
That's the worst. I mean, that is the worst.
That is the worst.
The dude, 30-year-old Manuel Silverio.
Oh,
Jesus.
Manuel.
Was nude, got nude when he couldn't get in, and then did put his pants back on. Just after police arrived, the officers determined no one was injured and no property was damaged. They contacted one of his relatives to come pick him up. That's when a sergeant tried to help him back into his shirt, and he hit that cop. So everything was fine. They were like, dude, okay, you've had a crazy night. You just wanted a Whopper and couldn't get one, so we're going to let you go.
We'll call your family.
We'll call
someone
to get you. Let's get your shirt on.
Oh, you took a swing at my buddy.
Oh, yep. There's the coconut head hits. The officers then handcuffed him, sat him on the curb. He repeatedly tried to stand up, and the sergeant had to place his hand on his shoulder to make him sit down.
Sit, please.
Well, you better sit down.
No, please, I'm begging you, get up.
He was arrested.
Try and get up for me.
Resist.
Just have a...
Head.
Mm-hmm.
Little head trauma.
Little head trauma there.
he fell pretty hard.
You know, I got to be honest.
He fell right on my nightstick.
He tripped right into your boot.
He did. Several times the bottom of it was weird.
It is a weird reaction to get nude, though.
It sure is. He is was arrested, booked into the Will County Jail on charges of public indecency.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been so angry about being unable to get food that I got naked because of it.
No, but I mean, I have. It's the other way where I go to get food and then they tell me that it's breakfast time or something like that. And then I get naked. No, I mean, it
you
is
really mad.
It is tragic when you go into the drive-thru and you realize, oh, no one's talking. No one is talking to me. And then you drive over and like, oh, they're closed. That sucks. I mean, it does suck.
It does.
I haven't gotten naked. But.
Well, how about this woman, poor lady, said I was at a farmer's market with my husband and kids and the bees were insane. One had been taunting me and it landed on the ground and I stupidly tried to step on it.
No.
Well, it flew right up my pant leg and stung my thigh. So I frantically whipped my pants and underwear down trying to get it out right in front of everyone on a Sunday morning at a farmer's market.
Your underwear too, huh?
Her bottoms were visible. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of old people at the farmer's market and families. Yeah. And
holy crap! I was just buying some pears, and next thing I know, this lady's got her bottom half out. Yeah. I was there with a whole bag full of plums. I had spent $25 on 8 wooden Michigans. I bought 8 wooden Michigans.
Of course you did.
You're going to burn your initials in them later. That's right. It's perfect decor for the cab. 8 wooden Michigans. How many you got? 8? I'll take them all.
Here, you want all these 8?
Give them all.
There you go. 8 wooden Michigans.
Those, that's real wood?
It's real wood.
All right. Those two guys would be so shocked to see her bottom half.
Oh, it's naked time.
I'll bag these. Hold on a second.
They take their pants off, too.
Oh, it's bottom half out day. Here at the farmer's market.
All right, I've been waiting for this.
Oh, boy. Whoa, look at that.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Those are my balls. Whoa.
Giant clock weights.
Let's go to Daniel, who's with us next. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. We're trying to figure out what made people get nude in public, and it was your dad?
Yeah. Okay. So at the time, like, we're in Texas, right? And it's hot down there. And my dad had some stomach issues at the time. Mm. And the family decided we were going to go to Walmart. And so we're at Walmart, and we're walking around. We noticed he disappeared. We didn't know where he went. And we're walking around for a good 45 minutes to an hour. And we're like, where the heck did he go? You know, like, and so my mom sends me through the store looking for him. And I couldn't find him. I went and checked the bathrooms. I went and checked everything. And then I go outside, right? And apparently what had happened was, as he was walking through the store and he pooped himself like really, really bad.
Oh, dad.
Runs to the bathroom and he's waiting in the bathroom. Apparently he just assumed that we knew what was going to happen and that we were going to find him in the bathroom and like bring him shorts or something. Mm. And he didn't have his phone on him at the time either. So like when I thought I was out in the parking lot going to the car, I was like, maybe he went back to the car. Right. Well, he did because it was so bad that in the bathroom, he had to take his underwear off, throw them away and like stiffly walk out of the store as fast as he could. And then he makes it to the parking lot and has to get naked in the parking lot and switch his shorts and stuff. But he was so mad by the time that we came back and found him. He was like, where the heck have you people been? And it's like, well, where were you? But
an hour of just poop pants and him trying to figure out and stick for him. And
I've been nude and terrified for an hour.
I'll tell ya. You knew I didn't feel good. And of course, it happened. Just like I said it would when your mother decided to take me on this goddamn trip. I crapped my pants. I crapped my pants and I waited. And you're so dumb. You didn't think to check the bathroom, did you?
He just stood in the Walmart bathroom for forever and then went out to the parking lot.
And got nude in the parking lot.
Oh, what a mess.
I'm sure people get nude in the Walmart parking lot every day, though, but
no, man.
What a horrible moment. It would. I think my dad would the same. It'd somehow be my fault.
Yeah.
But I didn't go in there for him.
Oh, yeah.
This one came in through text. The first time in Houston, Texas, I was cutting across an empty lot, stepped into a fire ant colony.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Now,
oh, God.
This was my first time dealing with fire ants. I didn't know what to do. So I stripped completely naked, freaking out. When I looked around, I realized I was between two major roads and everyone was looking at me.
Oh.
I don't think you're thinking straight when
you're
start getting
fire ant panic.
They're bad, right?
Like, yeah, like they bite, they sting as like as bad as like a hornet or
oh wow,
and they just keep biting and stinging.
So funny that we should bring this up because Matt also had a fire ants incident that led to his nudity. Is that right, Matt?
Yeah, ripcord.
Ripcord. What happened with you?
I was on my second date with my girlfriend, and we were out in the middle of the park. Thank God there was no one around. Everything was going well. And then all of a sudden, I had something biting me on my leg. And I'm like wondering, and it just kept getting more intense and intense. And I found out fire ants were crawling up my pant leg. And I had tearaway pants on.
Yeah.
So I automatically jumped up, freaking out what the heck's going on. I ripped the pants off. Realized I wasn't wearing my boxers that day.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
So let's just say that the girl kind of ran away, so we're not dating no more.
Yeah.
Gotta blame the fire ants.
Yeah. No, that may freak a lady out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
When you stand up and rip your tearaway pants off to reveal your nude self.
Yeah.
Was it the fire ants and the nudity or the tearaway pants?
Tearaway pants. Anyone wearing tearaway pants. Aww, right, Dave?
Come on. Aww,
right, Dave?
Those are so comfy.
They were convenient.
They were great.
For travel. Yeah.
They love those tearaway pants.
You like the tearaway pants?
Tearaway pants were great, and so were the half zip-off pants.
The
convertible pants.
Convertible pants.
You can take from shorts to pants in a second.
So you're just like, summer mode, engage.
Exactly.
Winter mode, reactivate.
I swear to God, I'm not kidding. I swear to God, I saw a guy with those pants. He had the zipper. Traveling to Florida.
They made a comeback. I just read an article that they're coming back. Convertible pants. I showed Amber. She's like, they're still banned. Come on, babe. They're cool again.
Yep. He was zipping his pants off.
Like a white man transformer.
Yeah.
Summer mode. Activate.
Vacation mode.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I do. I'd leave here.
Cold
with winter.
Yeah.
On the flight over to a tropical destination, I would instantly have shorts. I'd get off the plane. Everyone was envious.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Except my wife.
Yeah.
Well, no.
And she had to ban them.
She threw one part away.
She just threw
one part away.
Oh, that's diabolical.
She lost one part.
Don't know where it went.
You should have just wore the one leg or whatever just to.
Be like, this
is my new style. Bitch.
Yeah, and then she
big tall sock.
Fail.
Big tall sock on one
side.
Yeah,
Chuck, I should have done it.
Yeah, little cool Dave.
Yep.
Lindsay, hi Lindsay. We're talking about something crazy situation that made you get nude in public. What happened with you?
Yes. Well, first of all, penis balls.
Penis.
So I was a brand new nurse. I was working in home care. I got to a patient's house who had C. diff, which makes them have diarrhea and faint, and it's very contagious.
Oh.
Walked into the guy's house. There was poop everywhere.
Oh.
Doorknob, floor.
No.
I had to take care of this guy. He had wounds. So I get down, I'm cleaning up his wounds, and I get out. The smell of poop was all over me. I couldn't get in my car. So in the middle of the ghetto, in the middle of the street, I stripped down to my bra and underwear and drove home.
Well, yeah,
home
you'd have
healthcare,
to.
That's tough. That's
yes,
tough
covered
business.
In poop. It is. Covered it in is poop. I'm not gonna get the poop in my car.
Oh, I'm the worst nurse.
No.
Of course you are.
I'm like, another guy died. Died from simple C. diff. I don't know. Smother him.
Oh,
bastard.
This woman said that she worked at a Pizza Hut and a bee somehow crawled up her leg as she walked in the door. This happened in her car. She jumped out of her car walking in the door to work. It stung her thigh. Her first instinct was to grab her pants and yank them down to her ankles, she says.
Wow.
Hello, coworkers.
Hi. My bottom half is out.
Yeah.
Your bottom half.
Your bottom half appears to be out. Here's another story that's making news, too. This from a dude in South Carolina. He blames his nudity on snakes in his pants. But I think it's more likely
snakes in his pants. Yeah, they're not really there.
A Greenwood, South Carolina man explained to police why he was running naked down the street. Snakes in his pants.
I got into 12 of snakes.
56-year-old Norman Whiteman. Whiteman is his name. I didn't say it wrong.
Yeah.
He is... has been arrested, charged with indecent exposure. Police officer found him running naked about 4:20 in the morning. The man told officers he had been looking for snakes earlier, and there were snakes in his pants. They began biting him, and that's when he had to pull his pants down and get nude at the side of the road. An officer did find the man's pants on South Main Street.
Oh, no.
No other clothing was found there.
No snakes.
They did not mention seeing any snakes at the scene.
Hey, Norman, what are you doing?
I'm naked because I got snakes in my pants.
Snakes in your pants?
Pant snakes.
How did that happen?
I'm looking for snakes.
Norman, are you talking about your trouser snake?
No, I ain't talking. That thing is no snake, let me tell you. No, there was actual snakes in my pants.
What kind of snakes?
I don't know. I'm trying to study snakes so I can learn to identify them.
Norman.
What, a fox snake?
You're right. You guys are right.
Norman appeared to be under the influence of drugs, the report said.
Are you high, Norman?
I'm very high, yes.
We knew it.
Methamphetamine.
We knew it.
I just love the way it makes me feel.
I ain't never seen no snakes.
Yeah, no, there was probably no snakes. It was just a hallucination.
Quit hallucifying.
I'm trying not to hallucify, but that meth will get you.
Here's Norman's mugshot
Look at Norman.
Norman has been through some stuff. Yes.
Good old Stormin' Norman has been through some stuff.
There's a snake.
Yeah, that's more Norman's voice. That's Norman's voice.
Snakes on my pants.
What's happening, Norman?
Snakes on my pants.
No.
Got a lot of snakes on my pants.
Norman?
Yeah.
Are you on drugs again?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.